Kramer.
I have Senator Clark on the line in Louisiana.
Thank you. Let's see if he can talk now.
Yes?
They have Senator Joe Clark for you. Can you talk?
No.
Thank you.
You don't know Bill Coleman. I know very well. So no. Well, the name of the judge Clark at one time, right?
He'll be right with you. Just a moment.
He is able, they tell me. What is your judgment? I said, Joe, I'm going to go on.
A question here on this circuit judgeship. Yes. I wanted to read you the memo I have. I don't want you to quote it.
Right.
The memo says the circuit consists of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Virgin Islands. They're urging me to make a decision. The vacancy arises out of the death of Judge Goodrich. Judge Goodrich was a Republican. All the remaining judges. Well, they say Judge Goodrich was a Republican. That's what I mean. Since all the remaining seven judges on the court are Democrats, and President Kennedy appointed no Republicans to Court of Appeal vacancies during his term in office, we've regarded this as a logical place to look for a good Republican. Of the present court, two judges are from Pennsylvania, two from New Jersey, one from Virgin Islands, and the chief judge is from Delaware. The Attorney General has understood Mr. Bernard R. Siegel and so on and so forth. Senator Clark indicated he would not confirm Siegel. Senator Clark suggested one time Bill Coleman, a very well-qualified Negro Republican in Philadelphia, who is a law partner of Dick Dilworth. Bill Green violently objected to Coleman's appointment. Clark has also favored the elevation of Abe Friedman of Philadelphia, the circuit, to be replaced on the district court. But again, Green opposed Friedman. At one time, Senator Scott favored Siegel, but since then, Scott stirred up Republican county chairman of the Eastern District to make recommendations from each county and so forth. We wait for the White House reaction to this matter. Now, I have my problems, and you know them better than anybody, coming in here, and I don't want to do anything for the Virgin Islands and the Delaware and New Jersey, where we're in real trouble, without talking to you about it. I know the importance of Pennsylvania, and I really believe that the person that's best for the Democratic Party up there that can help me the most, I'm talking to. So that's why I'm calling you. Now, I did not call or talk to this new district leader. I don't know who he is. The article said Johnson called him and did this and that and so on and so forth. I checked into it. I found out that one of the members of the staff of former President Kennedy sent him a wire saying that we congratulate you on your election. Before, after the election, but I have not talked to him, don't know him to my knowledge, have never seen him. But any event, I want to pull everybody together to the extent that I can, and I don't know where we ought to go with this circuit judgeship, but it looks to me from the Johnson standpoint that I couldn't do anything better than to name a fellow who had been a law clerk, Felix Frankfurter, who was second in his class at Harvard. It was a Dilworth partner and was a Republican and a Negro.
Could I have 10 or 15 minutes with you on Monday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can have it any time you want to. This door is open to you, and I want to. You did more to help us in the after the convention than any single man. But the trouble is, you and I don't have much communication, and we've got to have better communication. And it's both of us' fault, and we just got to do it because we're both against Nixon. And you got a little different problem in Philadelphia than what I got in Johnson City. But we got to understand each other's problems and try to work together. And I want to do that. And you don't know how much I want to do it, because I just see that you try hard, and you're logical, and you're reasonable, and you're courteous, and you're not a damn mean streak in you. And there's just no reason we can't get along. But this is my thinking, and I want to talk to you about it before I did anything about it. And if you want me to wait, I'll just wait.
Well, you could wait until Monday morning, I would very much appreciate it, because it's a little bit complicated.
I can wait. I can just wait, period. Wait until whenever it works out.
I'm coming in to see Kenny O'Brien at 11 o'clock on Monday morning.
O'Brien or O'Donnell?
Both O'Brien and O'Donnell.
Yeah, you said Kenny O'Brien.
Sorry, I was wrong.
Ken O'Donnell. I'll tell him to bring you in when you get here, and we'll thrash this one out.
That's wonderful. I do appreciate your call.
All right, Joe. Goodbye.